Okay, everyone, we'll start our meeting. Thank you. Members. Okay, thank you very much. You're all very welcome. And for those that the general members of the general public, good evening and welcome to our meeting of Mid Ulster District Council in the Chamber of Dungannon. Whether you've joined us remotely or in the Chamber, I specifically welcome the public watching us through the live broadcast. The live broadcast will run to the end of our open business, and we move into confidential business. I will let you know when this happens. And I don't think we need to go run through the housekeeping rules. I'm sure everybody's well aware of them by now. Moving on to our first item of agenda, apologies. Do I have any? Councillor Mallon.
Councillor Totten, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Declarations of interest. Councillor Kerr.
Chair, I'd like to declare an interest in the Killeen Community Food Bank and also Project Stratum's Mansion in the development. My employer is involved in that project, Chair.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. And I declare an interest in Dungannon Enterprise Centre. Chair's business. Okay, members, the time has gone so fast since our AGM. It's hard to believe that it's already been a few weeks. But it have been a very busy few weeks. And I would like to thank all those who have welcomed me at the various events that I've attended so far. One of my first engagements was to open the Mid Ulster Housing Conference in the Bernavon Cookstown, as we lead the way in tackling the need for housing in our district. The multi-agency conference was a major success. It's an important step, first step, as we look to provide affordable and comfortable homes that all our residents deserve. It's very clear that it's not just about building more houses, it's about building the right type of homes in the right areas. By bringing people together like this and working in partnership, we're starting the journey to make more homes available for those who need them. Given that grassroots support is one of my priorities this year, I was pleased to see the recent announcement of 415 projects awarded a total of $625,000 in grant aid by Council. This huge award will help to support a wide range, not only sports, arts and culture, community and strategic events, as well as community and develop good relations. Speaking of sports, it was an honour this week to attend with the organisers and participants, the Ethnic Minority Sports Organisation, NI, at the Mid Ulster Sports Arena for another heat of the Confederations Cup, and to hear more about their passion, not just for football, for culture and diversity. Mid Ulster is one of the most diverse council areas, and sport can bring everybody together in a positive way. Staying with sport, I wish to extend congratulations to Sammy Joe Sweeney on winning double gold at the Special Olympics World Games in Berlin, and to our cyclist Darren Rafferty, who put in a huge week to finish a close second in the under-23 Giro d'Italia. I was also privileged to meet some of our younger residents of the district last week at the Eco Schools Green Flag Awards at the Hill of the Neil. These awards are a celebration and a formal recognition of the incredible environmental work that schools have undertaken over the last 2 years. An astonishing 22 schools in Mid Ulster received their green flag this year. It reassures us to know that so many of our young people are passionate about protecting the environment and the world we live in. But by far and away, the most rewarding engagement I had this week was to Oak Ridge Senior Education Centre for Disability Learning Week. It is humbling to see the unbelievable work by staff in buildings which aren't fit for purpose. Some of our most vulnerable people are being poorly served on a daily basis, and we must continue to apply pressure from all directions to ensure that a new build is delivered as soon as possible. Lastly, on behalf of the entire council, following sudden death of a long-term allotment holder in Dungannon Park allotments last Sunday, I would like to extend my sincere sympathies to all those bereaved and those who are grieving at such an unexpected loss at this difficult time. I would also like to thank and pay tribute to the other allotment holders, council staff who gave immediate assistance at the scene, as well as members of the emergency services and the air ambulance who attended. I also extend my sympathy to Councillor Versani, who sadly lost her brother last week, and indeed all those connected to the council who have lost loved ones recently. That concludes my opening remarks this evening. Other members have indicated to speak on the chair's business. Unfortunately, Councillor Donald McPeak.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you. Thanks, Chair. I'd like to take this opportunity to pay tribute to former Machkerfeld Councillor John Hurl, who passed away just after the April meeting on the 23rd of April. Big John served two terms in Machkerfeld Council between 1989 and 1997, covering much of the area of the current Ballymacquigan ward of Myola DEA, which contains the aforementioned Ballymacquigan and Newbridge. John was the first Sinn Féin chairman of Machkerfeld Council in 1995-96. To his wife, sons and daughters, I offer my and my party's condolences on his passing. Arish Jay Guru Anam. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor McLean.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to pay tribute and also to congratulate those that have been named on the King's Honours List, not forgetting those that are associated with Council, especially Councillor Anne Ford, who got a BEM for her work in the community. Anybody that knows Anne knows that she has been a sterling worker for people on the ground, doing all the little bits and pieces, and therefore her community give her this honour and put her name forward and nominated her. So therefore, I'd like to congratulate her. Also, one of our council staff, Mary McGee, also got an MBE for tourism. And Mary, everybody that knows Mary knows the effort and the work and the determination and the diligence and the enthusiasm that she has and carries for tourism, and therefore a very well-deserved honour. And then not forgetting under environmental, Ian Henry of Henry Brothers also got an MBE. And those are three people that are very closely associated and have been elected to the council, not forgetting all the others. And I have a list that I will forward to the Chair, if you don't mind, and then we can get letters out to them all.
Thank you. And all right. I know that is something that is acknowledged by a lot of people in the district, so it's well done to everyone. Okay. Councillor McLernan.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to raise here in the Council tonight the issue relating to many families who have children with special educational needs and who are entering nursery or P1 this September and who are still waiting for their child to be offered a placement when we're just a few days away from the end of the academic year. As I'm sure everyone here tonight would agree, this is an outrageous situation and is adding to the stress and anxiety of vulnerable children and their families. Children with special educational needs require the highest level of support in our schools to ensure they have the best start in life. In the past 25 years, we have seen the demand for SEN services increase dramatically. This reflects in large part a growing appreciation, recognition and understanding of the different educational needs. There's 1,151 schools here in the north, 39 of which are special educational schools, and the majority of pupils with educational special needs are taught in mainstream schools, including those pupils who attend specialist units attached to mainstream settings. I fully appreciate that developing adequate services in response takes time, funding and resources. And it's more than just finding a place for a child, but rather finding the child the right place suitable to their individual needs. However, as demand has risen, any advances in provision here have failed to keep up, and this is happening in a context where spending per pupil here is much lower than England. There needs to be proper investment in our education system to ensure positive outcomes for children with SEN and their families. Cuts to the education funding as a result of a Tory budget has targeted the most vulnerable children in our society. The Education Authority has a statutory duty to ensure provision for pupils with special educational needs. They are responsible under SEN legislation for identifying, assessing and making provision for children with special educational needs. I therefore tonight would like to make the proposal here with agreement with members that the Mid-Ulster Council write to the Education Authority on behalf of its citizens and request that children with special educational needs are offered a school place urgently and without delay. Gormila Miagat.
Thank you. And do you have a seconder for that proposal? Councillor Kearney, thank you. Okay, Councillor Cuthbertson.
Thanks, Chair. I suppose last year, Chair, to the Environment Committee and the full Council, a massive piece of work was agreed, improvement works for Coolhill Cemetery. which hadn't seen any work done for a long number of years. And the first part of that project was carried out at the beginning of the year. It was a massive piece of work, 200 trees removed, fencing put up, which was a real success. There was a second contract then in relation for groundwork, more sensitive work in relation to re-turfing of graves and shrubbery areas. Now, that work, I think, started around the 6th of April. People have been contacting me over this past few weeks. You know, it has been very slow, not a lot of progress. And then I've been informed, where rightly or wrongly, that the contractor actually has moved off-site. Now, that is worrying. As I said, it's sensitive work on graves, and I was wondering what assurance the council could give family members just in relation to the graves, that this work be carried out as soon as possible or recommenced. Or thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Cuthbert. And as you say, yes, because it is a graveyard, it is a sensitive matter. Anne-Marie?
At the moment, it's a contractual issue that we're dealing through our legal team with, so I can't really comment on the contractor in terms of what's happening there. But I just want to reassure members that we do know it's a very, very sensitive issue. We have done some interim work ourselves as the officer team to make the graveyard presentable again, and we are working as diligently as we can to get a resolution as quickly as we can.
Thank you. And if an update can be brought maybe to development or Environment Committee for the next... Yep, thank you. Okay, Councillor O'Mallaghan.
Chair, quick one. And this one is in regards to Fibrous, who are obviously doing a good job trying to get as many people connected to high-speed broadband as possible. But in speaking with some of my colleagues who are having similar experiences that I have, it's very difficult to get through to the stakeholder engagement people. So, for example, whenever a pole is placed in an awkward position or somebody is having difficulty in terms of obtaining the connection, their speed, their turnaround speed in terms of coming back is very poor. I just went through emails there to get sort of understand of how bad it was in one case, 2 weeks, but this was after contacting someone in headquarters to ensure I got a call back. In another case, it was 6 weeks, despite a number of emails and phone calls to the stakeholder engagement. So I'm wondering, proposing if we could write to Fibrous to see is there perhaps a better number, a better contact for elected members to be able to get in touch, because by the time constituents come and talk to us, that means they've exhausted all of their own avenues and they expect us to be able to get a quicker response. So if we could write to them and ask if there is, and if there isn't, can their response to elected members be improved?
Thank you. Proposed. Do you have? Councillor Wilson, thank you. Okay. That's all on the chair's business, sorry. Just for those of you who have worked with me previously on as committee chair, you'll know that I try to keep meetings, chair meetings, in a fair and positive manner and give everybody their say as they need to, and to speak on issues, but keeping meetings efficient as well. We have a full list of standing orders, which I would respectfully ask that all members familiarise themselves with, particularly standing orders 13, 14 and 15, which are designed to aid the flow of meetings. For requests to raise issues under chair's business, it would be greatly appreciated if we can have at least 3 days' notice. At least then, if any issues are coming up, we can have some background information on them as well. With the odd exception, I do accept that there will be odd emergencies. If a matter is deemed to be an issue for a relevant committee, that's where it will be directed to. It just keeps this meeting for ratification of council committees and for motions. So keeps it efficient. Hopefully we can work on that. Thank you. And moving on then, do we want to take a roll call? I think everybody is here bar the apologies. Happy enough. Okay, so matters for decision then. Council minutes of the meeting held on the 20th of April 2023. Can I have a proposer or seconder? Councillor Quinn, thank you. Councillor McNamee, thank you. Item 6, AGM of Council Minutes, meeting held on the 5th of June. Councillor Kerr, thank you. And seconder, Councillor McLean. Okay, moving on then to committees. Planning Committee Minutes of meeting held on the 12th of June 2023. Councillor McPeak, thank you. Councillor Mallaghan. Policy and Resources Committee minutes held on the 13th of June. Councillor McAleer and Councillor McLernan, thank you. Development Committee, Environment Committee minutes held on the 14th of June. Councillor Quinn, thank you. Councillor McAleer, thank you. Issue, Councillor Mullan.
Chair, can I just bring to the attention to the Council of a strange set of circumstances which took place at the Environment Committee last week, where while the Chair was taking the roll call for who was present at the meeting, most of the members who responded with Anne Shaw, which is the Irish for here or present. But there was a difficulty with understanding that, and despite the fact that the Chair was, in most cases, looking at the individuals who were sitting in the chamber and could see for himself that they were present, he still wasn't able to understand what Anne Shaw meant. So I'm not sure whether that was some sort of difficulty the Chair was having, or whether it was because the people were speaking in Irish that was at the Chair's displeasure. And if that is the case, we need to remind ourselves that this Council's position on the Irish language is that it is treated with equal respect and it has an equal footing here. If you look at our branding and if you look at our policy, we have one of the most progressive Irish language policies of any of the councils across the North. And given the fact that the British Government is a signatory to the European Charter for Minority Languages and has a duty to protect and preserve it, we will be keeping a watching brief to ensure that minority languages across this district are treated with respect. And we will also be taking advice from the Local Government Commissioner for Standards to ensure that the NIPSO Code of Conduct for elected members is adhered to at all times. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Kerr.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, just two issues. E128/23. I'd just like to bring the attention to the council officers that the Mill Race and Yen, the dual language R survey, was in fact meant to be in Kyleidyl. The state itself has been mixed up, so I'd just like to make sure this is clarified and the surveys are sent out to the Mill Race in Kyleidyl, not in Yen, Chair.
Thank you.
Chair, E129/23. Absolutely agree with the comments regarding the report, the spring cleanups. My own club, Kyleidyl Fianna, help organise a cleanup. But since we're on the topic of litter and recycling, I'd just like to ask for an update regarding the public consultation on the Kyleidyl Recycling Centre and the other recycling centres that which are up for possible closure, Chair. Thanks.
Yeah. And one thing, just a reference to committees as well, items that are on the agenda. And it's not just for yourself, but for everybody. Items that are on the agenda can be spoken about, but items that are not, they need to be referred back to the committee again. So if I can ask you to bring it back to the next Environment Committee for an update. Thank you. Okay. Proposed and seconded. Yes. Development Committee minutes held on the 15th of June. Councillor McNamee. Councillor Ford.
I have just a wee concern on number 11, the affordable worm scheme. I know we agreed at the meeting to have a meeting with the housing executive. I think maybe we should be meeting the Department of Communities, because they're the one that's actually changing this. And I have a concern that it takes it away from our council. Our council staff in that department have done a brilliant job. And There's a fair bit of work in this and a fair bit of learning in it. And if that goes to the housing executive, that'll take them quite some time of being as efficient as what our council is here. So I think we would need to take this and discuss it with the Department of Communities, who's actually trying to change it, not the housing executive changing it.
Yep, thanks, Anne. I'm going to just take a proposal second, because one of the meetings was adjourned.
Yes.
And then we'll come back on to that second meeting, which was included in that piece.
Okay.
So Development Committee minutes held on the 15th of June. Can I take a proposal seconder? Councillor Quinn, Councillor McNamee, thank you. And then we had the rescheduled meeting of Development held on the 19th of June, which your piece was included, but Chief Executive says you're happy to include that in the meeting, so it is have the discussion with Department of Communities as well. Councillor Kerr, and then Councillor Wilson.
Chair, thanks. Just two items, Chair. DO79/23, Chair, just about the Loch Ness. Well, it has been highly publicised about the algae and the health hazards has to the public and the animals. A resident had contacted me who lives in Braga, close to the lock, one of the issues which was raised was a foul smell coming up drains and the very strong odour which was felt by local children on the nearby local Gillick pitch. Environmental Health did investigate, and I'm aware the NIEA are to be invited in. Chair, just to add to the proposal, Chair, can the Water Service also be a part of the meeting that something was affecting their infrastructure? While this algae appeared on the lock, it's imperative that we investigate if the algae, a very new local phenomenon, is causing issues to local water service infrastructure, because it's also a source of drinking water, Chair. Chair, the second issue is DO 8623. That's a proposal, Chair, just to add to the proposal, Chair, if that's okay.
Yeah, can I refer back to Councillor McNamee, who's Chair of the Committee? You're happy enough to include that?
Chair, yeah.
Thank you.
Chair, DO 8623, Chair, just about the school uniforms exchange you'd reference yourself, Chair. School uniforms for one child or multiple children can be a huge financial burden on families, particularly families from social and economical backgrounds, from low income. On top of having to purchase PE kits and uniforms, I know from the local school uniform exchange many families avail of the service. Initially it was started in Killyle, it was suggested by the Council, Chair. So, Chair, could we... I know the Council officer made a reference to filling the gaps, Chair, but can the Council maybe coordinate with local groups and charities just to see if they can fill the gaps and see what services is out there, Chair?
Yeah, I think that was the crux of my proposal, Councillor Kerr, was that Council take on to work with the charities. I know that we had done it previously in the Leisure Centre here in McGowan, to bring charities together, to bring general public who wanted to bring items of uniform for exchange, not at a cost, but at exchange. So if that's what you're alluding to, something similar?
Yeah, Chair. On just the second issue, can a report be brought back, Chair, to a future Development Committee meeting to see what the statistics are? Because I know council officers do bring in stats regarding uses of food banks. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Don. Thank you. Chair. Councillor McNamee.
Chair, just on the affordable warmth scheme, the whole purpose of us writing to the meeting the executive was to see how they were going to deal with all the workload that they were going to get, because there's concerns that the executive wouldn't be able to have the same energy as what the council was there together. So that was the whole purpose of that, councillor, for, and you know, to see how they're going to replace the man-hours that the council was putting in. There's no problem dealing with the Department of Community as well, but that decision has already been made, and that's why we were sitting down the executive to see what they're going to put in place for the end of August. But if we can meet with them as well before that, there's no problem with that.
Yeah, thank you. Councillor Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I put an apology in for that meeting.
Noted, thank you. Okay. Yeah, that's our committees. So item 12, conference report. And I will run through these if anyone has any issues to raise. No. Proposer and seconder for them. Councillor Quinn. And don't dodge up. Councillor McLernan, thank you. Item 13, civic recognition report for June 23. Councillor McLernan.
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to reaffirm your comments on Sammy Joe Sweeney's great accomplishment at the Special Olympic World Games this week and winning 2 gold medals. This is a great achievement, and I'd like to propose that this is included in our civic recognition that's being approved here tonight.
Thank you. Seconder for that. Councillor McMahon. Councillor Kerr.
I have
seconded. No, what? Okay. Okay. Councillor McPeak. Sean McPeak.
Chair, there's a number of civic requests there for the Karen Tocher, Councillor colleagues, Councillor Corey, Councillor McGuigan and myself were nominated prior to election, but could I respectfully ask that Councillor Paddy Kelly is included in those three or four awards there, because Paddy's now part of that Karen Tocher. Their teams are neighbours of his, and it'd be appropriate if Karen Tocher was. Thank you.
And I think it's probably relevant, given that new members may not have been aware. I know there's a working group that is looking at civic recognition, but new members may not be aware of how this was working previously. So if there are others that want to add to their names to these, and I think it's only right that it should be open. Councillor Monaghan.
Chair, the working group for civic recognition had been doing a fair bit of work, and the last time it reported to PNR was in November last year, with the sense of, or the direction to improve the awards and make them more fulfilling and make them more rewarding for people who get them. And the aspiration at that particular time was to have that work completed and done by the time this new term of council had begun, and we didn't get there, which is disappointing. So can I request that a meeting of that working group is set up with immediate effect so that we can try and deal with those issues as quickly as possible? Thank you.
Thank you. Be arranged. Councillor McLean.
Sorry, just on the same topic, I actually was going to suggest a PNR group, we take a look at all the working groups, because I'm not sure that they're all that overly relevant, and now that we're into a new term, maybe we should, and a PNR maybe should do a wee review just to see how beneficial they are, or whether they could be integrated into some of the main committees. You know, I think that's an exercise or conversation we need to have, if you don't mind. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else? Councillor McLean.
Could myself and Councillor Johnson be associated with the Derry Minor ones? And also, I put nominations in for the hockey girls from the Rainey, who had played for Ulster and played for All Ireland teams internationally. Could I have Councillor Johnson associated with that one as well?
Not a problem.
I'd also put one in, Chair, for under 14 Camogues, who had won the Derry under 14 Camogues, who won the All Ireland. I've since been told that because they were recognised last year, they may not be eligible for this year. But a lot of that team has changed, and a lot of those girls would come from Ballinderry, the Loop and the Rosses and Morafelt. So I'd like that to be looked at again. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, no, I know it's a recurring thing with age groups move on. It is a totally different team, more or less, that comes through. But if members are happy to include that, that's not a problem. Councillor Kerr.
Chair, I had three recognitions with the same it was the same team, but it's a new age group, so if I send the relevant teams, the Democratic Service, can they maybe also be included, Chair?
Yeah, as long as there's no objections.
Could I suggest, sorry, Mr. Chairman, I think we need to do what Councillor Callaghan and myself suggested and conclude that process, because other than that, we're only breaking protocols and processes, and that's not what this council's about, because all we do is open a can of worms, and then people say, oh, but we did that then. So I think we need to conclude the process and then start from there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chief Executive.
Thank you, Chair. The process is flawed and has been, and we know that, but flawed for the right reasons. Everybody's desire to bring and recognise achievement, but there's an issue of consistency, there's an issue of approach, there's an issue of value in terms of the same recipients at times getting award after award, and you ask yourself, where is the value? It's a decreasing value, and so on. We have looked at it, and there was a working group last year. It's a very problematic area to get consensus on across the members, because there are very strong views and different views. But I think everybody of the previous council and every officer that is tasked with trying to assess these things, we'd welcome a new approach. And a new approach, I think, would be very much advantageous to us as a corporate body. So if you're happy, Chair, the proposals that have come forward tonight are no different to what has happened in the past, and it's always been at the discretion of council in terms of either taking on names or additional names. But I think let's draw the line. Let's convene that working group and let's get stuck in with absolute conviction to create a process that we're all proud of.
Okay, sums it up, I think. Thank you. Okay, proposer and seconder, do we get anything for?
No, we don't have this, and we don't have a proposer and seconder for the development
reports
on Monday the 19th.
Monday the 19th, Development Committee. Councillor McNamee, Councillor Quinn, thank you. And civic recognition report, proposed Councillor Kerr, Second, Councillor Mullen. Thank
Chair,
you.
If I could just come in again briefly. On the back of what Councillor McLean had said about the process. So I'm guessing what you're saying is that we should now freeze the process until we get the new process, freeze the current process until we get the new one standing up and running. So is that, did you make that as a proposal?
No, what do you mean though?
That what we're doing at the minute stops, is put in ice until the new setup is put in place, and then that's what we...
Oh, sorry, are those people are ready?
No, these ones will be fine that have already in the
system.
Yeah,
and then take it from there.
Yeah.
I'm up with that. I think that's
the direction.
Chief Executive was suggesting.
That's the direction of travel, yeah. Thank
well,
you.
They formally second that or propose it, whatever way that has to be.
Thank you. Okay. Matters for information, members, consultations. Any issues to raise? No. And correspondence?
Chair.
Councillor Cuthbert.
Just in relation to the letter from DfE, the Permanent Secretary, in relation to signing of tourist attractions and facilities. I know it was briefly mentioned at the Development Committee in relation to brown signage, but over this past term, I think I raised it in this chamber twice, in Dungannon here, signs for the Hello and Eilean Ranfurly House coming in from the M1. There's two signs, as far as I know, but Ranfurly House has disappeared off them. And it's Ranfurly House Visitor Centre that people's looking for, but it's not on the signs. There's one out about Donnelly's, there's one at St Anne's Church, and I've raised it twice in this chamber, but I'm not sure if anything has been done about it.
Okay, thank you. Noted. And I know there is M1 as well, as a certain brown sign, but nothing for the Hill of an Eel and Ranfurly House. Councillor Wilson.
Thank you, Mr Chair. And on the same issue, I've been raising this for quite some time with the Tourist Board with reference to one of our largest tourist attractions within the Cookstown area, and that being a splash at Money Moor on a main road. And for not to have a brown sign there, I think, is absolutely ridiculous. And with the numbers that travel from across, I think something should be done if we write again to them and try to put pressure on. Thank you.
Chief Executive, yeah.
Chair, I was just thinking, given the two issues that are raised and other members have raised concerns, we'll ask Mary McKeown to attend the next development committee and put a report together on brown signage, and members can relay where the gaps exist, and Mary can interact with TNI in trying to address them.
Thank you. Okay, now that's some correspondence. Okay, as we come to the end of our open business, thank the members of the general public for watching, and we will pause. Proposal to go into confidential business. Councillor McNamee, Councillor Kerr, thank you.